No life ever grows great until it is focused, disciplined, and dedicated. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. No life ever grows great until it is focused, disciplined, and dedicated. A great philosopher, Harry Fosdick, wrote these words many, many years ago, and they're as true today as they were when he shared them with his many audiences on positive thinking. The University of Healing is a university of positive thinking. It's a university of living in the now. It's a university of discipline, university of dedication, university of teaching ourselves to focus in on the values we have in life. As no life ever grows great until it is focused, disciplined, and dedicated, so it is true for us. Upon what are we focused? On what are we disciplined? And what are we dedicated? What do you focus in your life? What do I focus in my life? Well, in my life, I have a number of other terms that I like to use, and I use them often, and I use them consistently, and I practice them with all of my heart and soul and being. And one of those terms is being unconditional love. I'm focused on unconditional love. Everywhere I look, I see beautiful beings. Everywhere I am in surroundings of beautiful beings. And whatever I do, I am living in a world of happy circumstances. I'm focused on that. With my unconditional love, I can see none else. I can only see that which I am inside of myself. And I like to act from my unconditionally loving self. So I look out on the world and I see something that might distress me. And I say, whoops, hey, you're perfect, you're fantastic. I see a dog chasing a cat. Remember, we were saying the other day? A dog chasing a cat? And then I say, all is in divine order. My first thought might be that the dog and cat were going to fight. And when I say, all is in divine order, not like a pressure, not like a frightfulness, but all is in divine order, unconditionally loving. The cat stops, scratches, the dog catches up, and licks the cat's ear, and says, hey, that's a fun thing, I like it when we chase each other. And the cat says, okay, now I'm going to chase you. And the dog says, good, okay, let's go. And they turn around, chase each other. And you say, oh, the dog got it coming to him from chasing the cat. They don't know. That's all part of the game. And it's a game in my mind. The dog and cat are playing. They're not fighting with one another. They're not challenging each other. They're not hurting each other. They are playing a game. Oh, they might bat each other around a little bit. They might do these things. Lion cubs do that with each other. And baby puppies, they play together and they push each other around and they're just having a great old time. And this is part of the divine program. The divine program is action. The divine program is activity that is disciplined, activity that is dedicated. Oh, yes. We can do that, and we do that all the time. But we have the choice. We have the choice of looking at any circumstance that comes to our attention and saying immediately, all is in divine order. Not frightfully, not aware, not trying to change what a condition may be. We make that condition be what is our heart. We see, I talked to a person the other day, and he was a dentist. And he was cleaning my teeth. And he was saying that his family are from Minnesota. And the thing that they enjoyed the most in Minnesota was fly casting. He said, to go fishing with a fly rod is one of the most exciting adventures in the world. Anybody who's ever been hooked on fly casting is hooked on fly casting because it is an art. It is a skill. It is a magic going on. You tantalize the fish in the water with the little fly on the end of this string and on the end of this line, and you wiggle it through the water, and the fish leap at it and grab at it. And then here you have this light line, and you have this pole that bends so easily, and here's this great big fish jumping on there, and you reel the fish in. It takes an art. It's just a little fly there, it's just a little hook that catches the fish, and you bring the fish in. And you bring the fish to your basket, and you put them in, and you have the basket in the water so that he can stay alive as long as possible, and then you go fishing for more. But the ability to tantalize the fish, the ability to bring him in, and the ability to take your net and pick him up and then put him into your container so that you may keep him. What an art. What a magical art. You say, oh, that's killing a fish and doing... Hey, I eat fish, and I find fish very fine. And catching a fish one way or catching it another way is perfectly good to me. I raise chickens because I love chickens. I raise turkeys because I love turkeys. I raise cows if I raise cows because I love cows. You see, all of these things have their purpose, have their meaning. And it's not a matter that we're killing things. If it's a matter that we're killing things, then let's not do it. Let's eat the manna of heaven. Let's eat the essence of the universe. For even in vegetables, even in any type of other matter that we eat, we're killing. We're destroying the living vegetables. We're destroying the living carrots, the living broccoli sprouts and things like that. We're destroying them. But now, that's not our thought. We are not so stupid as to play that game. We eat fish. We eat whatever we eat. And so when we catch a fish, it's part of the game of catching a fish. Now, when you go and to the market and you buy fish that are canned or fresh, they're caught by nets or they're caught by whatever. But my friend the dentist, who loved fly casting, he said, ah, I can see myself standing in the brook now with my fly casting going on. Oh, it's so lovely. And I'm relaxed and I'm peaceful. And I feel right with the world and I feel content. Oh, you see, no life ever grows great until it's focused, disciplined, and dedicated. And most certainly, a fly fisherman is very focused, very dedicated, and very disciplined, because he's got to pay attention to the game he's playing. Now, you and I may not be fly fishermen, but we certainly can be focused, dedicated, and disciplined. We can talk to people in our world, or think about people. Either way, it's lovely. And as we talk to people, we can let our unconditional love surround them and enfold them and reveal them. And we can let our unconditional love be that which contains them. And as we wiggle our fly out there to catch them on our hook of love, we say to them, oh, you're fantastic. Oh, I love you. Oh, you're so great. You know right where to get, I know right where to cast my fly, right where you are, and I know you're going to come up and take my bait. And you say to your friend, hey, you're a thoughtful, loving person. I really enjoy being with you. Oh, really? Yeah. Whenever I'm around you, I feel so self-confident, so under control. Oh, really? I wish I felt that way all the time. You do, because that's the way I see you. That's what, you're always in control. You're always the master. You're always a loving, fantastic guy. Oh, well, thank you very much. And as we create that, by what we are focused in seeing another person and the discipline of our talk and the dedication of our being, is we live in that very realm that we cause, say that this other person is in. So, are you going to look at the dog and cat chasing each other and saying that this is not good? Or are you going to say all is in divine order? Are you going to look at any experience in your life and say that it is good or not good? It's our choice. We have the opportunity to be focused on goodness, or disciplined on goodness, or dedicated to goodness, or not. It's a matter of what we want to. Do we want to see the dog and cat having fun? Then all is in divine order. So, in our world, all is in divine order. When we talk to our friends, when we talk to our world, when we talk to people that we're dealing with, no matter what's going on, all is in divine order. And it is so wonderful and so good. My gracious sakes alive. No life ever grows great until it is focused, disciplined, and dedicated. What a powerful series of words. How well that applies to my life. How well that applies to my world. How well it applies to my experiences. And I am so focused. I'm focused on all that is good and beautiful in my world. And my world is me first, and then all the world around me. I'm dedicated to having all in divine order. I'm dedicated to seeing every activity in my life, in my body, in my affairs in divine order. And as I'm dedicated to that, then that's all that I know. That's all that I am. And then I'm disciplined to speaking my word and thinking my thought and living in the paradise of heaven on earth now. I am ideal right now. I'm focused, disciplined, dedicated, and it is done. And how wonderfully so it is. No life ever grows great until it is focused, it is disciplined, and it is dedicated. And I am so. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.